to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Illusion of Difference. I'm your host, Deborah E. Lake, and this is the last edition of A Butcher's Life, where I have shared lessons that I've learned and power that I have gotten through having the kind of father I have. He's since passed, but he left his legacy with me and on me. And I celebrate it every day being myself. And I realized that Father's Day, it wasn't that long ago, Father's Day, I was thinking about how I could honor my father for Father's Day. And, you know, getting the ordinary card and all that stuff just didn't seem the right thing to do. It never does, unless it's a card that I have my words and my feelings for that person in the card written, then it makes sense. But just going out buying a card off them, I'm putting myself in the wrong barrel, but that's where I am. So as I was, one of the gifts that came from this one-time thing was I was put in the situation where I thought about my father on a different level. Just how much of an impact he had on me all through my life, and how much of a loss that has been when he died. And different memories started coming up. I'm not going to go through them because you can go back and listen to them. The different little scenarios where I learned how to behave and how to empower myself by watching his empowerment of him. So this is the last of this series, and as I was getting ready to think about what I wanted to leave you with, and I realized that this is sort of like, the end is not here yet, because I'm still learning from my father, even though he's not here on the planet. I'm still learning from him. And today, one of the things that popped into my head and stayed there was the memory of dancing with my father, and then learning how to dance with my peers, and then figuring out how to incorporate dancing in my life as an adult. And that is where I could really use my father or someone to, then I could bounce ideas off of, maybe, to think about where I am now and how I got here and where do I dance, and do I still want to dance? And I think I do. I don't know. And then when I add asking someone to dance with me, that's a whole nother ball game. You know, you got to figure out whether or not they look like they dance or want to dance. You have to figure out in your head before you even open your mouth. Think about, well, I don't know, maybe she's got a jealous partner or something, and it's just, I go. I've always done that. My brain just kind of goes. I get on something, and it just kind of whirls around, and next thing you know, I'm thinking about thoughts rather than living life. So I'm not as deep in my thoughts as I have been in the past. And as I came out of different areas where I was shy, people called it shy, some people called it, I don't know. I don't remember the titles and the labels that I try not to hold those, but shy stuck on me. It didn't feel right, but it still stuck. So I'm not sure even what I'm going to say, but this isn't the first time that I've done this series in different episodes where I didn't know what I was going to say. I knew the topic and I had prepared, but I didn't know. That's what made it interesting for me. And I don't know if it made it interesting for people who are listening, but I came up with the question, what would Dad do? And that helped me realize that I never really saw him dancing with anyone, you know, other than my mother. They would dance in a party or something. I don't know. So I'd never seen or even seen it in action, because it was when you're growing up, your peers are a lot of times struggling with everything that you're struggling with, or if not everything, a lot of things. You have a lot of similarities. You're shy. You're this. You're that. You're finding your way. So didn't have a lot of experience with that. And then if you double on that, not really being attracted to guys in that way, and you put that on top of what happens if you ask someone to dance. Listen, I might be dating myself actually too, because I don't think people ask anyone to just get up and dance, which is what I did. I would do. I would just get on the floor and dance with myself. And then that led me to remember a particular time when I was at a party, club, and it was just a friend I hadn't seen in a while was, you know, kind of standing off to the sides, and I said, come on, dance with me. And I didn't even think that she would do anything other than say, okay. And she did. And I had a lot of fun. I brought out my 70s boots, twirling, and, you know, not me, but it was fun for me. And she said it was fun for her. She looked like she was having fun. But that was the first time that I really concentrated on asking someone to dance, believe it or not. Most of the times when I was much younger, I would try, and trying to be straight, I would not dance. That's just it. And it was a loss, definitely a loss, but it was a loss that was full of lessons. I'm running with L's and loss and lessons. And what was the other one I just pushed out that had the same first letter? I don't remember. I don't remember which one it was, but anyway, so I am sharing just what's in my head right now, which is I'm wondering what would happen if I did go someplace and if I did ask someone to dance, and, you know, what would happen? And do I want to know? That's another question. Do I even want to know what would happen? I'm curious, but do I want to know? And I think that would depend on the person. And even I think the person that I ask would depend on the person. So that's where this series has left me. This is the last one, and all of them are available to listen to. You just have to look for them. They're in, if you have Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where you can get me. And if you don't, let me know, because I need to know that what's happening isn't what I think is happening isn't. So wherever you get your podcast, you should be able to find Illusion of Difference. And I'm kind of hesitating to end it as well, because I feel like I'm saying goodbye. This with my dad, I have felt him all through this process. It's been something that I'm going to continue to process. But I'm at the beginning of it right now. And it's interesting, very interesting. I love my dad. Always will, always did. So that's all I have for today. And I hope if you're in the heat, I hope you have a way to give yourself some reprieve. And let's all do whatever we do to bring power to light, whatever you do. If you pray, if you sing, whatever you do to bring the spirit in, do that for our brothers and sisters who are going through, I would call it hell. They're just going through, it's sad but they have power, and we have power. We can direct, they can do that as well. So until next time, stay good. Bye.